A 13-day trip down the Hudson River brought the message of the two-row wampum across New York State. As WRVO's Alan Abbott reports, members of the Haudenosaunee Nations believe it's part of the continuing education of New Yorkers of the essence of the 400-year-old agreement.
The idea behind the trip was to make non-Native people aware of the agreement between the Native Americans and European settlers, and how the ideals embodied in the two-row wampum agreement are relevant today. Jake Edwards of the Onondaga Council of Chiefs says there were warm welcomes from everyone who watched the paddlers go by, adding that the message of the two-row wampum
is to say that what's in the forest for our survival is there for all of us. And equally, and you only take from the forest what you need to survive. These concepts have to be reestablished because corporations are taking more than what they need to survive, and the United States government is backing them, and so they have to be re-educated on survival.
Nearly 500 people paddled from Albany to New York City, ultimately taking their case to the United Nations and carrying a replica of the two-row wampum belt, which was the first agreement between the Haudenosaunee and the European settlers. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.